At the northern tip of Quebec, tucked in a valley and hugging the ocean, is the Inuit community of Salawit. And that is where the singer-songwriter Elisapi grew up.
We still hunt and we still speak our language. It's a very proud and very unique place, but it has a lot of hardships too, like many Indigenous communities.
When she was 19, she made the difficult decision to leave and settle in Montreal. On her latest album, The Ballad of the Runaway Girl, she examines her connection to the land and the people of her birth, and the traumas they've endured over the last half century.
Wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules.
I never really knew how to make peace with the fact that I left. Not only did I leave my community, I left my family, I left my brothers and sisters who were younger than me. So I never really could live fully because I was always like, okay, maybe I'm too independent, I'm too white now in the South, you know? So I think this album is based on the fact that I want to find those traces of my childhood in order to really understand a little bit more who I am. There's a lot of heavy stuff we carried for so long. A lot of changes in a matter of 50 years in the North. The government, of course, in order to bring people to stay put and not be nomadic anymore, they built a school. So it became our village. That's where we decided we were to stay. We didn't decide. We had to stay there. Kids were sent off to residential schools, told not to speak their language, cut the boys' hair right away. I mean, take every Indian out of them, you know? People felt very powerless losing their kids. Like, kids became orphans, like that. We felt so alienated by everybody for so long. Like, my parents grew up afraid when a white man comes to the igloo because they were treated like animals, you know? So that's the beginning of a lot of intergenerational trauma. It even goes to me now. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm not suffering as much as my cousin, I'm fine. No, we're now finally learning to accept that a lot of us are in pain, you know? My mother was not married, so my grandmother decided I was to be adopted at birth. And that's how it is for many people I know. Like, half of the people are, like, adopted out, right? So I had just had my second child, and I was like, isn't this beautiful? Like, a little baby in your hands, like, so fragile. It's a very strong moment. And then I started thinking, like, did I have that, like, with someone who gave birth to me, like, who carried me for 9 months? So this song I wrote for her, I kind of wanted to tell the story of when she took me in her arms. Did she cry of joy? My biological mother actually came to Montreal in October. So she saw the song live in this beautiful theater. And then she came back to the green room after the show. And it felt like I'm on a blind date with a man that I know I will absolutely fall in love with. She looked at me and we hugged because we couldn't look at each other. We couldn't address it. It's too intense. But it was beautiful, and I felt like we made peace without saying a word through a song.
Inuit singer Elisapi, Her latest album is The Ballad of the Runaway Girl.